This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Bundle up. Fierce cold, maybe record-shattering temperatures possible from the northwest into the east as we head toward the Christmas holiday. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
Potentially record low temperatures occurring leading up to the Christmas holiday. It'll be one of the coldest air outbreaks we've had so far this season. So people should prepare for not only the potential for snow and heavy rainfall, but also cold temperatures.
The temperature could fall to 5 degrees in Nashville by Thursday night. One final meeting today for the House January 6th committee, and it's expected to recommend the Justice Department consider criminal charges against former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California told CNN State of the Union on Sunday, "I think the president has violated multiple criminal laws, and I think you have to be treated like any other American who breaks the law, and that is, you have to be prosecuted."
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. 5 people and a suspected gunman are dead in a shooting near Toronto. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
It happened in a condominium in Vaughan, Ontario, a Toronto suburb. York Regional Police Chief James McSween called it a horrendous scene. 5 people were shot and killed, 1 person has been hospitalized, and one of his officers shot and killed the suspect at the unit. Ontario's Special Investigations Unit is on the case. McSween said there is no further threat to the community. Mass shootings are rare in Canada, and Toronto has long prided itself as being one of the safest big cities in the world.
Argentina beat France 4-2 in a shootout to win the World Cup. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the World Cup tournament in 2026. The European Union's accusing Facebook parent Meta of breaking antitrust rules by distorting competition in the online classified ads business. This is AP News. Now to the border.
Concerns are growing in U.S. border states with the expectation that thousands of migrants will flood into the U.S. on Wednesday when the Title 42 health rules are expected to expire.
It's going to be total chaos.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says then-President Trump invoked Title 42, blocking asylum seekers, because of the health crisis with the pandemic. He says nothing's changed.
These people are not tested when they come across the border. And so who knows how many people have COVID.
But California Senator Alex Padilla, a Democrat, says the nation has a better handle now on COVID and asylum seekers deserve humane treatment.
Maybe some basic food and shelter, a health screening, absolutely. And frankly, the federal government should be investing more.
He accuses the GOP of hypocrisy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.